Now let's bring in Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr, who's reporting from Lander. Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Bob. Good to talk to you.
That's an alarming story from Tesla Meyer.
Yeah, it is on many levels, but what raises the most serious questions for me is the fact that this woman was initially passed over for testing. She's 63 years old with pre-existing respiratory problems. She's a resident at a long-term care facility. She had a severe cough at the time. I've reached out to Sage West, and they say they can't comment on this specific instance to protect the patient's privacy. But based on what we know from the State Department of Health, she probably should have fallen squarely into their criteria for testing. She also rode the senior center bus twice on Friday and visited St. John's Clinic and Sage West in Lander. It seems likely that she could have infected other vulnerable people.
And I assume we can expect the number of cases in Fremont County to continue to rise.
We can. I spoke with Lander's assistant mayor, Regine Struby-Fossen, and as of Friday morning, she said a shipment of medical supplies was on its way to Fremont County.
Test kits and PPE, which is personal protective equipment, have been routed to our Fremont County Incident Command Center, and we have hundreds of tests available to us at Fremont County.
She said the number of people hospitalized for the illness at Sage West in Lander also rose from 3 to 4 by Friday morning, though she said no one is in critical condition or on a ventilator. She wasn't sure how many tests had been administered in Fremont County.
So how are cities and towns in Fremont County responding to all this?
Well, like everywhere else in Wyoming, the schools are all closed here. After the governor's order on Thursday night, bars and restaurants are only providing curbside pickup and delivery. The city of Lander declared a state of emergency earlier this week, which frees up city officials to respond with policy change to the situation without going through the city council. Lander and Riverton City buildings are all closed to the public, residents are being asked not to gather in groups of more than 10, and law enforcement throughout Fremont County have suspended non-urgent service. That means we're all being asked not to call in, for example, about a dog at large or other things like that.
What's the mood like in Lander?
Well, I am practicing social distancing. I actually haven't left my apartment in several days except to take the dog out. But my partner ventured out on Thursday for groceries. That was before the governor's order, so he said some bars and restaurants had a few customers. The locally owned grocery store was busier than usual, probably because word got around that they had a shipment of toilet paper in, but employees were wearing gloves. In Fremont County, we're lucky to be close to Sinks Canyon and the Wind River Mountains, so I've been seeing lots of people on social media taking advantage of that, going out hiking and biking and walking their dogs. Overall, though, I think people are rattled. There was a sense that being such a remote community, we might be insulated from all of this. But now that there's clear community spread in Lander, people are scared.
And your usual beat is covering the Wind River Reservation. How are folks there holding up?
Right. Well, there are no confirmed cases yet on the res, but there are lots of reasons why Wind River is especially vulnerable. There are a lot of health disparities there, high rates of illnesses like asthma, diabetes, heart disease. There's a high rate of people, especially older people, taking medication that suppresses their immune system. There's also a housing crisis on Wind River. Most people live in multi-generational homes. Many live in severely overcrowded homes where the disease could spread very quickly amongst 15 or 20 people. And the vast majority of tribal members rely on the reservation's 2 federally funded Indian Health Service facilities for care. Most don't have outside health insurance, meaning they don't have the flexibility to go elsewhere if the IHS clinics become overwhelmed. I will say, though, just from my observation, that it seems like those IHS clinics have been preparing farther in advance and perhaps more rigorously than others. I know Wind River Family and Community Healthcare had laid out protocol a month before Wyoming saw its first case. They also started triaging patients in their parking lot over a week ago, long before other facilities started taking that precaution. I spoke with Richard Brannon, CEO of Wind River Family and Community Healthcare. He said they've been preparing so rigorously because they don't expect any assistance from the feds.
You know, there isn't going to be a Lone Ranger coming riding up with a, you know, a white hat and a white stallion and say, well, I'm going to save you or whatever. We have to be prepared, given the limitations of our resources.
Brannon called on the Indian Health Service to provide more tests to tribal clinics. He called on them to release emergency funding. Since then, the federal government has allocated over $100 million just for tribes and IHS facilities to fight COVID-19. We'll have to wait and see how much of that trickles down to Wind River.
Savannah Marr reporting from Lander. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.